How about my Uncle Oscar Carter? Ever say about Oscar Carter?
Nope.
Okay, Uncle Oscar was a very timid type of guy. One time he's driving, you know, he has a station wagon, and decides to stop in this cafe, you know, have a little breakfast. So he's having his breakfast, and these three motorcycle gang guys come in, right? And they walk up to Uncle Oscar, who's trying to have his breakfast, you know. One goes, "Hey, buddy, what are you doing?"
"I'm just having a little breakfast. Just a little coffee and some pancakes, that's all."
"Well, I think this man needs some more sugar in his coffee. What do you think, Bo?"
Yeah, he does, yeah. Oh, sugar and Uncle Oscar's coffee.
"You having pancakes, too? Well, you don't have enough syrup on that, man. Does he, Bo?"
No. Well, syrup all over Uncle Oscar's pancakes. Uncle goes, "Excuse me, I think I'll leave." So he goes and leaves, and then that kid, and you look at the waitress. "Look, waitress, he didn't touch anything. That fella don't know how to eat." And the waitress says, "I don't think he knows how to drive either. Just ran over three motorcycles in a parking lot."
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Folks, it was a lucky thing I ran into you guys at the movies, you know? It could have been big trouble.
It's your own fault, Epstein. I mean, it's okay to kiss the girl on the balcony of the theater, but she shouldn't be somebody else's date.
You think this guy's still following us?
No, I think he stopped on the way over here to punch out the crosstown bus. Epstein, you know, I have never seen you so nervous.
Well, I never seen a guy eat a fire hydrant before. Hey, but thanks a lot for walking me home.
Don't mention it, Juan. Except we thought you meant your home.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be moving on just as soon as the coast is clear.
Is that him?
Hey, you got to hide me. You got to hide me. Look, I'll tell you what. Just throw something over me and make believe I'm an easy chair.
Epstein, that's not him. If it was him, we would have heard his knuckles dragging on the stairs. Besides, he wouldn't knock. He'd walk right through the door. Truly, I've never seen this woman before in my life.
Yes, you have at our wedding, remember? It's my sister Jenny. Hi.
Jenny, right. Oh, Jenny. Oh, how you doing? Wow, look at you. You've grown up and out and around.
Yeah, you really have filled out.
Oh, Jenny, this is Juan Epstein.
Well, I always wanted to meet an authentic Brooklyn hood.
Where did you come from?
Nebraska.
I know you came from Nebraska. What are you doing here?
Nothing. I just had a little free time, so I hopped on a bus and came to see you guys.
Oh, isn't that something? Well, I just so happen to have a little bit of free time of my own.
So... Mom and Dad know you're here?
Mom and Dad know I'm not home. Besides, I'm old enough to do what I want.
Sounds good to me.
Say goodnight, Juan.
Oh.
Goodnight, Juan.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, Juan.
Yeah, you're right. You know, she's probably real tired. Hey, while she's here, we all ought to go out together, you know? We'll make it a foursome.
Oh, that's a good idea, Juan. You and three other people. Night.
You mean that, don't you?
Gabe, she never tells me anything. Would you try and find out what she's doing here, please?
Julie.
Relax.
I'm a professional. what I do for a living. I deal with children with problems. I use a little child psychology. Jenny! I haven't seen you for 4 years. What are you doing here?
Jenny, you're not in trouble, are you?
You mean a boy? I don't believe in boys. I hate boys. Especially that Roger Abernathy.
Who's Roger Abernathy?
You mean little Roger Abernathy who's been your boyfriend since junior high? Look, I don't want to talk about Roger Abernathy. Can I just stay with you guys for a while?
What about school?
I don't miss it.
Well, honey, can't you get her into Buchanan on some sort of non-official drop-in basis?
Julie, you just described the entire Buchanan student body. All right. A couple of days with the sweat hogs and she'll be happy to go back to Nebraska.
Is Ron Epstein in the Buchanan High School?
My sister is not a sweat hog.
What's a sweat hog?
All right, I'll put her in Fishbeck's class.
What's a Fishbeck?
A Fishbeck is the opposite of a sweat hog.
Oh, but what's a sweat hog?
Hello? How are ya? I'm Arnold Horshack. And who might you be, little lady?
Arnold, let me try.
Go ahead. Hi there.
Like to be able to tell your friends, you know, boom, boom.
Step aside for an expert.
What do you got, hoof and pants disease?
What are you doing, bringing in hired guns on me or what?
Jenny, this is my sister-in-law, Jenny Hansen from Nebraska.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing here, fresh mouth? You here to get your crops rotated?
Listen, I didn't want to be here, but they made me.
Same here.
Some reason why you decided to hold class in the hallway today, Carter?
Give us a break, Mr. Woman. The bell didn't even ring yet.
3, 2, 1.
Gotcha.
It's the third time I worked out this week.
You lead a really exciting life, Mr. Woman. What do you do for fun at home? Sit there and watch your suits go out of style? Mr. Woman, I'd like to introduce you to Jenny Hansen. She's a relative.
Of yours? Well, is she out on parole?
She's Julie's sister from Nebraska.
Oh, well, that's different. Well, obviously, she should be in Miss Fishbeck's class.
No! I want to be in his class with Juan and the Sweat Hogs.
Well, a fine young lady like you doesn't belong with Sweat Hogs.
Oh, yeah? In your horn with an ear of corn.
She's a Sweat Hog. You'll be in his class.
When did you learn to rank like that, huh?
We do that all the time. It's called chopping.
Chopping, huh? Small world. Take the second seat, Jenny.
So? How do you like Brooklyn? If you get homesick, I'll show you where the tree grows.
What's the matter with you, Barleyhead? Don't you got nobody around the farm that laughs like Arnold?
Not on 2 feet.
Okay, now I see some of you have met our visitor. For those of you who haven't, her name is Jenny Hansen. She is from Nebraska, and it's time to play Celebrity Sweatheart. Now, yesterday, page 14, we were talking about... Epstein! Dear Mr. Couture, Juan Epstein was late because he was in conference with me. Signed, Principal Lazarus. What are you trying to do to me, Epstein? I know the man's handwriting. This note is legitimate.
Yeah, well, in baseball, it's called a changeup, you know? Keeps the hitter guessing. Hi.
Hi, Juan.
Oh, you two already met. Well, it's a match made in Brooklyn.
Okay, what do you say we get back to a little schoolwork now? Page 14.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Jenny, in this class, I am Mr. Cotter, your teacher-in-law.
Mr. Cotter? In Nebraska, when someone new comes to my school, we always assign another student sort of as a guide for the first few days.
You know, that's a very good idea. How about one of the girls? Charmaine, will you show Jenny around?
No, I think Juan Epstein should show me around.
Oh. I second the motion. I mean, look, if the lady's going to be a sweat hog, she might as well learn from the best. Right?
Yeah.
Tell that to my wife.
What are you doing here?
You'll see.
Lucy Ricardo. How many times I have to tell you not to come to the club, my Annika?
Mrs. Cotter to see Principal Lazarus.
Who said that? No one sees Principal Lazarus.
They see me. I decide who sees Principal Lazarus. Miss Furbish, ask Principal Lazarus if he'll see me later.
I am here as a parent and or guardian to register a formal complaint.
Julie, you are overreacting.
Is this one of those marital squabbles? Well, I can't help you there, you know. I'm not married. I don't even read Cosmopolitan.
It's about Jenny Hansen, Mr. Woodman.
Oh, your new sweatshirt.
Mr. Woodman, my sister went out on a date last night at 5 o'clock. She returned at 8. This morning.
Who did she go out with?
Juan Epstein.
What's so funny? I mean, chances are that nothing happened.
I bet you believe in the Easter Bunny, too, don't you? Oh,
my baby sister, a sweet, simple, rosy-cheeked farm girl, out all night with a sweat hog. I bet he changed her into a sweat hog.
Will you stop being ridiculous? He didn't change her into a sweat hog. Julie, calm down, all right? I'll handle this, okay? Juan.
Yeah.
Can I see you a second?
Oh, you bet.
We're friends, aren't we?
Oh, you bet we are.
And now, you know, I would say that our relationship transcends the normal bounds of a student-teacher relationship. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, I'd say it goes pretty deep.
Deeper than that. So what I want you to do is, I want you to tell me
where
you were all night with Julie's sister, or I am going to rearrange your face.
You would, wouldn't you?
Oh, you could take that to the bank, Ricky. Yeah.
We were sitting on your stoop.
Come on, Juan. Save that for one of your notes. Now, where were you all night with Jenny?
Gabe, he's telling the truth. It was so late when we came in, I didn't want to wake you guys up. So we sat on the stoop all night.
Talking. And you can take that to the bank.
I believe them. I'm convinced. What about you?
I'm going home, and I'm going to pack Jenny's suitcase because she's going home. And if you don't do something to break up that situation, don't bother coming home.
And people wonder why I never married.
Okay, so what are we going to do now?
Well, we got it all worked out. We're both going back to Nebraska.
What?
You see, last night we did a lot of talking, you know? I told Jenny all about Brooklyn. The crime, the slums, the pollution. That's just at my house. And then she told me all about Nebraska. The blue skies and the wheat fields and the irrigation ditches. You know, Mr. Carter, I figure a man's got to get back to the soil, you know? Come on, let's go.
Oh, you look at this. It's the whole hee-haw gang. Come on in.
Howdy, Mr. Carter.
Hey, Juan, you want a taste of Nebraska?
Yeah.
I give you a taste of Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to show you guys what you're going to look like in a couple of years.
That's right.
Look at this.
What is this supposed to be? Ma and Pa Kettle visit the ghetto?
You think this is bad, right? Well, how would you like to wake up to this every morning?
Wow. Oh, here, Mr. Carter, this is for you.
This is what I've always wanted. Milk from a contented horse shack.
Hey, Juan, you ain't really going to Nebraska, are you?
Look, I'm leaving, and that's all there is to it.
Horseshack, where did you get that ridiculous cow's head?
I found her at the head of my bed. She was left by the Nebraska godfather, Don Hayseed.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
I got you. I got you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, I was never one to butt into your personal life.
You
right?
never did that
I never,
to me.
I never did. Right?
Never.
All right. You know my big brother, Leroy?
Yeah.
He ran away with a girl when he was your age.
Well, what happened to him?
What happened to him? You're asking me what happened to him? Nothing.
You know, you're a real spellbinder with a story, Freddie. Look, Juan, all we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure you know what you're getting into. We want to make sure that Jenny knows what she's getting into.
Look, Mr. Carter, I know what I want. She knows what she wants. We both know what we want. What do you want?
Who? How nice to hear your voice. Just a second. Hold on. Jenny, it's for you. Roger Abernathy. Roger! Oh, Roger, is it really you? Oh, Roger.
I got a feeling that's Roger.
This is me. It's Jenny, yes.
Boy, how rude.
No, she's all right. She's got a right to privacy, right? And I got a right to listen.
And Epstein has got a right to sing the blues.
She's saying, I'm sorry, Roger. Oh, of course I forgive you. And I'm sorry I called you alfalfa breath. The next bus, yes. I'm coming in on the next bus, Raji. Until that time. Hey, Juan,
you've been dumped.
Hey, Mr. Carter, I've been dumped. I mean, hey, I just can't let her walk out of here. What am I going to do?
Juan, look, this is for the best, believe me. You know what I would do? I would do what Humphrey Bogart did in that last scene with Ingrid Bergman in Casablanca.
Ah, I can't do Bogart.
Sure you can. Look, Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, Juan, I gotta talk to you.
Nah, I gotta talk to you. Sweetheart, you're getting on that bus, and you're getting on alone. Go back to Roger, Jenny. Why, in this crazy world, the problems of two people, they don't amount to a hill of beans. So go on. Get on that bus and don't look back.
going, Juan. I'm going.
I'll take Jenny to the bus.
Bye, Gabe.
Bye, Jen. I'll see you this summer, huh? Say hello to Mom and Dad.
Yeah. Bye-bye, you guys.
See you,
bye,
Jen.
Jenny.
Have a nice time.
Well, I'll see you around, Juan.
He's looking at you, kid.
Julie, did I ever tell you about my uncle, Asa Don De Cotter?
An Indian?
No. That was the name that he got in the movies.
Oh, he was an actor.
No. It was like a unanimous proclamation. He was in a movie house watching a movie, and by unanimous proclamation, he got that name.
Well, how?
Well, he stood up in the second row. He had tight pants on. And he wanted to get something in his pockets. And everybody in back of him yelled, "Hey, sit down there!"
It's the worst joke I've ever heard.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you
knew. Who'd have thought they need Jack?
Yeah, where we need Jack.
Yeah, where we need Jack.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.